This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All righty, welcome to Reinvention Radio here, as we are sounding off with the lovely Mary Grillet. Hello, Mary Grillet.
Hello.
Richie Ote, what's up, baby?
How's it going?
And we got Wade holding it down in the studio. Now, man, I got to say, lots to talk about here, and the sound off, as you guys know, we cover a lot of ground here from, politics and business to sports and life and you name it. I think we've covered it here on the sound off, and I don't think today will be any exception to that. For those who are joining us for the first time, welcome to Reinvention Radio. For those who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast edition of the show, many thank yous for that. And don't forget, you can join us live every Thursday. We broadcast live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific. And you can join us at reinventionradio.com. And we'd, of course, love to have you participate if you want to call in during those hours. We are here for you. We'd love to hear from you, to answer your questions, and to get you involved in the conversation. 866-977-2346 is the number. So again, that's 866-977-2346. All right, so lots going on in the world, and not the least of which, of course, is everything that's going on with that good old Trump administration, right? And what's going on there with his approval rating and the people bouncing from point A to point B in their different positions there, and him losing some key folks. I guess the question is, just as you guys sit here today, do you think he survives the 4 years, or do you think he gets the boot? Just if you were a betting person, do you think he survives the 4 years, or do you think he gets the boot?
You mean the boot as in get impeached?
Get impeached, yeah.
No.
No, you think he stays the course?
Yeah.
Wade, what do you think? Are you? I know you always have an opinion on this fun stuff. What do you think?
Well, Jeff Flake has turned, although Jeff Flake was never a big fan.
Is that a Republican?
Yeah, yeah. When they got rid of... Okay. Let me just kind of throw this in. You know that one of the big deals about the Trump deal is the leaks that come out of the White House, right? And so it's like, we got to get the leakers. Well, who the leakers are is there's three factions. There's Jared Kushner's faction, there's Steve Bannon's faction, and there was Reince Priebus's faction, and they all hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
So Bannon was constantly leaking stuff about Kushner and what Kushner was doing. Mm-hmm. Kushner was leaking stuff about Bannon, and that's why they're going, why can't we stop the leaks? Because it's everybody. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind
there's
this...
the hole in the bucket.
Yeah, well, and keep in mind this is Trump's preferred management style. He liked to get people to fight because he thought that would filter out, mm-hmm. right? But it just creates a bunch of chaos. You've got those three groups fighting. So Jared Kushner is fundamentally like the Trump family interest, mm-hmm. right? Steve Bannon is the alt-right mm-hmm. Nationalist group.
Yeah.
And then Reince Priebus was, let's call him the establishment,
mm-hmm.
you know, the traditional party, so on and so forth. But of those three groups, while the Bannon group does give him exposure and visibility and the fire, in order to govern, you need the establishment, mm-hmm. right? You need those people. Well, him getting rid of Reince Priebus just broke off all of his establishment deal.
Yeah.
So now he no longer has that deep level of support from the RNC, from the Congress, or from the House, from the Senate. He's burning all of his bridges with the establishment, which, you know, they're made out to be something nefarious, and not to say, you know, there's things about CIA, but most people in Washington are bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a job for 20 years. I do this. I fill out this form. I know how to fill out this form. They're not some uber conspiracy, right? And he's just burnt the bridge with all those people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to make it... Impeachment is a political deal.
Yeah.
Right? Will the Republicans go ahead and impeach him because he's so dysfunctional they can't get anything done? Simply, that's becoming more likely.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Mary, I know you go with your gut. That's a Mary Goulet thing, right? So
yeah.
what does your gut tell you about this guy?
Okay, so I'll give credibility to you guys on some of these points, but the one thing that we do not hear about is all the things that he did accomplish in the first 6 months.
Did he accomplish anything?
Yeah, there's a whole freaking long list. It took me like...
Wait, has it been 6 months already? Oh, God, that's scary even back. It feels like
but
it's been 6 years.
But how many of those things are like presidential resolutions versus legislature being passed something that's going to have a impact? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he signed a lot of executive orders.
And things that were going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
Right, and so it's just all the things, the irony is all the things that the Republicans were bashing Obama about, he just does executive orders and that's usurping the power. That's fundamentally what Trump's done. And so he has signed a bunch of stuff, but it's all executive order stuff. He hasn't passed legislation.
Yeah. Is,
okay.
And it's not going to happen
I'll
either.
Gladly let you pull up that list, though.
Yeah, I will. I'll pull it up.
I'd love to hear what he's done in the first 6 months, which, again, by the way, is just frightening to me because it feels literally like it's been 6 years.
Yeah. And keep in mind, they control all the levers of government, right? As much as they complain about quote-unquote democratic obstruction, the reason he hasn't got a whole bunch of people appointed is like 10%. Maybe there's some hang-up within the Congress, but the bulk of it is he never nominated anybody. Mm-hmm. When they stepped in, they were the least prepared White House. They had no idea who they were going to have fill these positions. As he admitted after his meetings with President Obama at the time, I didn't know it was this complicated, right? So there's all these positions that he's supposed to fill that he never knew he was supposed to fill, and now they're languishing.
Yeah.
And I think the real thing is, What is the over-under on would he go for a second term if he lasts? Like, I don't think even would want a second term. I think this is totally to put the ultimate seal on his name.
Yeah.
I had the most powerful job in the world.
Right.
I'm done 4 years. There ain't no way this guy wants to do another four.
He wanted the title. He didn't want the job. And
that's all he wants.
And I honestly don't think they expected to win. And so they... My personal opinion, Wade opinion at this point, strong, is they're trying to set up a media network. And it was all just a big deal to set up a media network, and then he won. Mm-hmm. And again, that's evidenced by they had done no groundwork for filling all the governmental positions that the president's obligated to appoint. Yet they still fired everybody.
Hey, Wade, and so they've got. Thanks for proving my point, though, that you need to be a media company first these days.
Hey, there we go. See, Richie at his best right there.
You can win the presidency of the United States 140 characters at a time.
Yeah. And that's, who should be really mad about his presidency actually more than anybody else would be the
Hillary's camp.
Well, yes, that and our boys who started Twitter. Because they are this administration is singly. I guarantee you, here's what I know. The over-under on Twitter surviving Trump's presidency, I would put at almost nil. Twitter will be gone. We'll be talking about Twitter in the same way that we talked about MySpace.
Why?
No, you are so lost.
Trust me.
You're lost because you don't know how to use Twitter.
Trust me.
You don't know how to use Twitter.
Trust me.
Twitter's the water cooler.
Nope.
Yes, it is.
Trust me. By the end of his presidency, mark my words.
Let's put a bet on it.
Let's put a bet on it. What are we betting?
Yeah, what's the bet?
What are we betting? Let's bet.
$1.
$1.
No, at least 100 bucks.
$100? Fine, done.
But tell me what we're betting on.
I think that's what we're betting. No, that Twitter will be closed. Twitter will be closed and shuttered.
Why?
Closed and shuttered.
Closed and shuttered.
It was living before Trump went on there.
And it will die by the time Trump... Because what Trump is doing by using that as his primary medium is he is pushing people off of the medium. Because of his use of the medium, people who were using it don't feel the same way. Look what the engagement numbers are. Look what the monthly users are on Twitter.
That is so,
the numbers have been dropping consistently since he took office, and they will continue to plummet. Let's see. You can roll your eyes now. You can roll your eyes now. All right, line in the sand has been drawn. It's been drawn right there.
Yeah, I'm going to pull.
End of presidency.
I'll pull up more proof every single time.
All right, you pull up the truth.
I'm going to pull up truth right now. Top of the charts. It's been moving up top of the charts every single time.
Just trust me on this. People are using it less and less because it's being viewed.
It's number 22 app.
Where did it used to be, right? I mean, that's what
60, 75.
5 years ago, it was 60 or 75?
No, not 5 years ago.
Right. Yeah, trust me. We'll be talking about Twitter in the same way that we talked about MySpace because he will completely – in the same way that he is completely
– I'm trusting I'm getting my 100 bucks as well.
Yeah. I want to – can I bet you as well? I want 100 bucks.
You want in on that one too? All right. So – but in the same way that he is completely dismantled and let's be honest here. I mean he's dissed the whole – I mean he just called the White House, the building itself, a dump. You know, I mean, he is insulting the president. He's insulting the office. It's like it
but
is.
But has nothing to do with Twitter.
It has something to do from Twitter from the standpoint of
you're
the
gonna,
people.
I'm going to get you a Logic 101 book.
I would love to get Trump, a Logic 101 book.
Trump uses Twitter, therefore.
Think about
people aren't using Twitter as much. Therefore, when Trump is gone,
all right,
people
won't
use Twitter.
Do this experiment.
That makes
do this experiment. Zero sense. Do this experiment. Post something on Facebook. Post something on Instagram. Post something on Snapchat. And post the same thing on Twitter. So post it on all four of your channels. And you tell me where you get the most engagement. And I can tell you unequivocally, I've been watching this for the last year, year and a half.
You don't use Twitter right, Steve.
Okay.
So you then don't know.
So let's talk about, to, we could talk about that. So we can talk
how,
about that.
Did yes. you get, can you get a reply? I've never gotten a reply from like Peter Diamandis on Facebook.
Yeah. All right, hold on.
I've never talked to anybody at a CEO of any company on my Snapchat account.
We got 20 seconds.
I think we've got a topic for our new media minute.
Yeah, well, oh, then there's that. Okay, so we could certainly talk about that. Yes, Mary.
No, I'm with Richard on this because I am reaching people on Twitter. They're following me after I post something that's relevant to them.
Yeah, okay. Not just
but
me,
not
me,
on
me.
Facebook.
Not just me in my
right.
feed.
All right, well, how about this? If anybody else wants to take me up on that bet, you can email me, steve@stevevolsher.com, or come visit us at reinventionradio.com, and let's talk, because I guarantee you by the end of the presidency, Twitter will be gone. Mark my words, I said it right here,
I'll make it $500.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you next time.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Olsher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.